សូមស្វាគមន៍មកកាន់ចំណេះជំនាញ podcast
ស្វាគមន៍បងប្អូនប្រិមិត្តមកកាន់រដូវកាលទី2នៃចំណេះជំនាញ podcast ឬក៏បងប្អូនស្គាល់ថាជា Job និង Edu ដែលរដូវកាលទី2នេះគឺសហការផលិតដោយក្រុមហ៊ុន MyCam Camera Store ដែលជាអ្នកនាំចូលប្រាញ់មុខនៅ Blade Image Design ហើយនឹងគ្រប់គ្រងផលិតដោយ Film School Cambodia
Season 1យើងធ្លាប់បានជួបជាមួយនឹងភ្ញៀវរបស់យើងម្ដងហើយតែឥឡូវនេះគាត់នឹងមកម្ដងទៀតនិយាយ specificទៅលើ Film School Cambodia. Yeah. Hello Glenn.
Hello. Good to be back, here. Glenn. Good to be here again. Yes. And I'm happy to say that we've made some progress from last time.
Sure, yeah.
Last time I was here, we were talking about different kinds of content and all of that and hopefully inspiring other people to join or go into media or production or filmmaking and all of that.
Correct,
like
yeah.
You maybe.
Yeah, like I'm still a newbie here.
Yeah, but yeah, so hopefully today also we'll be able to talk about like opportunities mm-hmm. for people to learn more about filmmaking or production or video making yeah. or being a content creator.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So like a lot of things have happened like from last time that we met.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So I've been very busy with definitely with starting the film school. It's actually been a long time dream already of mine. I started my first kind of online classes during COVID. The idea then was just to provide like, you know, one class, one module each, and then 2 months later another class and all of that, because it was very difficult during that time because of COVID, so you can't really do a lot of like face-to-face
and film
production is really
supposed to be like British.
Yes, and you have to be on the ground, you have to hold the camera, you have to talk to people, you have to be close to people. So it was really very difficult for the whole industry in Cambodia actually during that time. But I also tried to start film school then, but then, you know, because of all these difficulties and also I got busy with other things as well, so I kind of had to park it a little bit. But this year we had the opportunity to actually start it again. And there's also a lot of things that kind of came into place.
Yes, yes.
Before there was no location. It was just me at home doing online classes, you know? Yeah. But now we had kind of like a partnership that we had with Factory Phnom Penh and Workspace. Factory Phnom Penh, as we know, is like a very creative area, right? Like you have art galleries there, you have, you know, you have performances there, you have studios there. Yeah. But now we also have like a film school there. And Factory Phnom Penh was very supportive of this initiative. So we're going to be using the whole campus as our campus for Film School Cambodia as well.
Yes, it's a good place to start because a lot of art is already.
Exactly. So it helped inspire the student. It inspires me also, you know, like just to see all this artwork and like creative people being there also. And lots of events there too.
The place decoration is so nice. So
right.
It's so like, it's good to find the area to shoot.
Yeah, exactly.
Can shoot everywhere.
They also allow us to shoot like for the students. Obviously, like if anybody is going to be interested in joining film school, they'll have work, like assignment or homework, you know?
Yes.
Like you have to come back next week and film something, you know. They can film around the area, so we basically have that permission from Factory as well to do it there. So also on another note, so I didn't have that support before, but now I do. So it's a great opportunity and it's also a great time to start the school because I have like a location where to do it. And before also I was one of my biggest concerns was, okay, so what if we start teaching them how to use cameras, but I don't have a camera of my own as well, you know, or equipment, sound equipment or lights and all of that. So now we have a partner as well. So I'm very happy that MyCam Camera Store is supportive of Film School Cambodia.
Yes, yes.
So they're going to help. Number one is to provide the equipment and also teach the students, like give a briefing or introduction about the functions of the camera, how to use it, what are lenses for, you know, how do you use the lights, what kinds of lights are available and all of that. So there's a lot of technical stuff that I didn't have access to before, but because of these partners right now, it was the perfect time to actually start the film school.
I see.
My first question in my head is, what type of school? Short course, college, or university?
It's probably the short course, the first one. So it's more of like a vocational kind of school, where you learn skills more than, you know, the theories or fundamentals.
So we have specific topic to learn, or we have some full package to learn?
So we designed the whole, we call it curriculum because like there's several short courses. So you start from the basic courses and then move on, progress to the more advanced courses. But you don't have to take all. You can also have like a specialization. So, for example, I want to be a writer, let's say, but I don't have to take necessarily cinematography. Because the cinematography is more for the director or for the director of photography or cinematographer. But as a writer, I can focus on just the content, the story, the structure, and all of that. So there are courses available for both. So depending on your, you know, your passion or the direction you want to take, we can advise you to take this course or that course, you know? And the idea is it's not really university because it's supposed to just supplement what you probably already get from university, or it's more skills based rather than, you know, like getting like a bachelor's degree or anything like that. But we will teach the fundamentals also. And that's really what we are hoping to kind of contribute to the whole industry here as well in Cambodia. Because it's kind of like, how do you say? It's in the middle, you know? Like if you come to Cambodia from a foreign country and you see, okay, are there films being made? Yes, there are films being made. Movies are being made. Content is being made every time on social media. You can see it. But are they... maybe the same level as international, or maybe not yet. You know, there are qualities that will make Cambodia like film industry very unique, but also there's a gap that we can fill
to
make it a bit more global, you know what I mean, like in terms of appeal or taste. Because if what I noticed right now, and this is really actually it's not bad, it's a good thing actually. But a lot of the content and the films being produced in Cambodia are for Cambodians, which is good because that's what you want. I mean, that's your audience, right? You want to make that. But then I think it's come to a point when we can actually tell the Cambodian story to the world. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
We can still do that now, but of course, there's lots of, you know, like help that we can give. And film school's objective is also like that, to help the Cambodian film and video production industry become more global, you know. I'm also not saying that I'll be the one to do it, you know. I mean, this is just maybe one little contribution to a lot of other things that need to happen. There's many short film labs or laboratory or cinema like classes or cinema how would you say it, like filmmaking classes or workshops that are being offered right now, which is amazing. I mean, like if you come here 8 years ago when I came here, there was nothing like that.
Yes.
I mean, very, very little.
A lot of people learn from what they do. I mean, like
in practice, example, right?
Yes, like if you want to learn in the film industry, you come to work as a crew. Like lighting, support, equipment, and then you watch and learn, and then you start to practice and practice and for improvement. Because like we don't have more specific school yet.
Right, exactly. And that's not necessarily bad. I mean, like that's exactly how you learn. And that's what Film School Cambodia is also doing. We're going to try to get the students to actually participate in real projects.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're still doing that. But what we're trying to do is make it a little bit more accessible to more people.
Yes,
you know? It's and there's, I mean, like for example, just this year, the Cambodia Film Commission actually held a, I think it would have been like a month or 2 month workshop. They call it Cine Lab, if I'm not mistaken. And this was very intensive filmmaking like class or course for Cambodians. But it's very competitive also.
Yes.
Like out of maybe 200 or so applicants, they only got like 20 or 25 to be able to go through that, right? If you're really, really good also, you might get in, and that's very good, right? Mm. But how many other Cambodians are out there who really will want benefit, to. Yeah, or want to join or will benefit from such, you know, such a class, right? Mm. So there's it's there, it's good, but it's also very competitive. So what we're trying to do is kind of fill a gap, you know, like if there is someone out there who really wants to learn and they can't really get into these, you know, workshops.
For example, I am a graphic designer. Normally, I just do graphic and edit video a little bit. But if we want for improve, example, we want to move to another field, bigger field, right? Because like right now, sometimes we need more skill to improve. So maybe we can fill the gap with the how to shoot the short film.
Yes, exactly.
So we will go to your school.
Can, why not?
Clint, tell us a little bit like about the requirements.
We kind of designed the modules or the classes or short courses in such a way that you can start from the very beginning. Meaning if you don't have experience at all, you just have to want to learn. Which means we can start from the very basics. So that one of the there's two kinds of modules that we have: foundations modules and advanced modules. The advanced modules are obviously you're going to be working with lights, you're going to be doing cinematography, you're going to be doing directing and, you know, making your own music videos and all of that. But the foundations courses are really more about the basics. So for example, how do you come up with an idea for a film? Right? So I mean, like you, for example, if you, for whatever reason you want to make a film, or you have a great story in your mind, right? But how do you actually tell someone else about that? Or who do you talk to, for example? Do you go to Chung Hyang and say, I have an idea for a film. Let's produce it. Maybe we can talk to this guy, this guy, this guy. And then you go to that guy and you talk about your film, right? Over coffee, maybe. You're drinking coffee or you're drinking whatever, beer or whatever, right? And you're telling him the story. What if, like, you're able to tell that story, except, I mean, instead of just talking about it, you can just show him. This is what I want. I want to shoot in Mondulkiri. This is the view. This is the angle. The colors of the sky will be orange and la 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 la. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Instead of you talking about it,
yes,
you can just show.
Yeah.
So that's, for example, that's one of the first things that we will want to teach people, right, or students. It's because this is a visual field, like this is a visual industry, right? I mean, you know this.
Yes.
So
yes.
It means it's easier to just show it than to talk about it, right?
To understand deeper about the industry. Because like before, if you want to learn about that kind of thing, you need to work and see and learn. Sometimes you cannot ask.
Right.
Because it's not our job to ask, right? But for
you learn on the job sometimes, right?
Yeah. But the school is like, we have all the questions you can ask, everything.
Exactly.
Ask and learn and understand and practice more faster.
Right.
Example, sometimes you work for film industry for 5 years, but you still don't get everything in your hand to improve to the next level yet. But for this one, you have some basic skill and then you learn from the course, improve to the higher level.
Right. The most important question, and I always tell other people about this, like the people who work under me, like my team before, I always tell them the most important question you should ask is why. Like if somebody tells you, change it to blue.
The question is why
should it be blue?
Yeah.
I mean, how would you be able to do the right kind of blue if you don't know why that person wants it blue?
Some directors good at explain, they will explain and we understand, but some people don't. We just do what they tell, just blue, so we just fit blue, don't know what blue for.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's also a different, like if I say blue, you have in your mind some kind of blue.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Yes.
In my head, when I see blue, I see a different color. How will we know if it's the same blue that you're thinking about, right?
Yes.
Unless we have it in front of us, and this is the blue. Yes, you agree? Yes, I agree. Do you agree? This is the blue. We like it? Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that kind of conversation is something that people probably will not be able to ask or do with other people, with other creatives. Sometimes when you, I don't know if you've seen other creatives talking to each other, right?
Yes, yes.
Sometimes it, they don't even speak words. They just, here. Or, or you do, you know, like, and I want, like, you know, no words, but.
They just understand.
Yeah, but you just understand. So this is basically what the whole industry is about. Like, this is this genre or category of work that we're in. It's a visual media. It's a visual medium. So we talk in terms of visuals.
Right? Media language.
Media language, right? So that's a very, very basic kind of thing that you need to know before you even go and talk to other creatives or other filmmakers, right?
Yeah.
You have to learn the language. You have to learn the basics. Like for example, if you want to be a director, for example, like you say, oh, my character in this short film that I have in my head is very lonely, right?
Yeah.
How do you show that in the screen, right? How do you show that your character is lonely?
Yes.
So many ways. There's so many ways. I mean, we can go about it now, or we can like just we'll have the whole day just talking about like how to show someone lonely on the screen, right? But there's use of color, there's framing, there's the movement of the camera in or out, going away or whatever, up down, whatever, just to show that the character is lonely.
It's lonely.
Yeah, but sometimes, like you said, some directors are not able to express that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Although they know it by instinct, probably, if you're really very talented and you're made for such a job, you know, some people are like that. They just know and they can do it and they can express it, but not explain it.
Yes.
Right? But if you're not that kind of director, you're not born with all this talent, with all these skills, you know, some are really, really very good naturally. But if you're not one of those, this is the school for that. Right?
Not everyone is talented to describe anything. Example, like we have a course about the public speaking. Not everyone is good at public speaking. Some people just speak.
Yes. But if you want to learn, you go to a school or example, you go to someone to learn.
Sometimes I speak, but I cannot let everyone understand about my speech.
Yes.
And right now I'm trying to improve about the speak that we need to understand about the people who we are speaking to.
Exactly. The audience, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we did talk a lot about the audience last time. Like, who are you? If you're a person who makes videos or films, who are you making those videos for?
Yeah.
Because if you're talking to a certain demographic and you make a video that they don't really appreciate, no one's going to watch your video, right? That's also one of the things that we try to establish from the very beginning. It's like, who are you writing for, or who are you making this video for, and why? Also, like, why do you want to say something? Do you want them to realize something? Do you want them to feel something? These answers to the question why is what will drive your production, your video or your film, right? So I'm not gonna say that it's missing, that there's a gap, or that, you know, people don't do it. But the objective of film school is everyone who hopefully tries to go into production or film or video should know that they have to have an intention, they have to have a goal before they actually make any videos. So it's not just about like, yeah, I have a camera, you know, I look good. I know a little bit about like lighting, sure. I can create content and that's it. You're a director. No. I mean, yes, sure.
You can call yourself a director, but like...
to your team only. Yeah, to your team.
But if we learn and then we understand more things, you will feel more confident to speak to people.
Right.
I'm the director.
Yeah,
You, sometimes you just... As you mentioned, I know a bit about light, I know a bit camera, I am director. Yeah, you can say that. But like,
no one will stop you, right? You can say that, but it doesn't necessarily translate also in what you do in your work. I'm not saying there are people, like I said, there are very, very talented people.
Yes,
they don't even need to go to school at all, because it comes naturally to them. You can see that in Hollywood, actually.
Actually, some people just come from a movie star, and then he become a very good director.
Right.
Yes. Maybe like, he have a talent, he have more experience, but not everyone have that. So that's why school is here.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's not also, it's not to make, how do you say, it's not to, I mean, I don't want to say that it's to improve the industry. Because the industry is already existing. It's already there.
Yeah.
And there are lots of professionals in this industry who have many years experience and who also went to film school. Some of them maybe not. Some of them maybe yes. But it's already there. The what we're trying to do is make more also.
Yeah.
So like you or you can be filmmakers too, you know? Like, and hopefully... Hopefully that encourages more the audiences to look for more. Meaning, you know how content creators just sometimes create, right?
Yes.
But the good thing about what they do is they create for a specific audience, their fans, right? And they know what their fans like, right?
Yeah.
So that's what they give them. And that's why they become popular, right? Some people discover them. Some more people follow them and then they become really, really good like influencers or content creators, right?
Yeah.
That also means that, but that also means that there are others out there who might want to follow, do the same thing that they're doing, but don't know how to do it. Yeah, exactly. So it's really just to create more, more content creators, more filmmakers, more producers, more writers and all of that. And it's not a, I think it's a good thing that there are lots of these also free workshops. In fact, what I plan to do is anything and everything that I find online that's available in Cambodia, like a free workshop or a competition where they can win money to make their own film and all of that, I will share. 'Cause that's the, it helps the whole industry that way also.
Yes, we want to build a community for everyone who passionate about it.
Exactly. Yes. We want to be like at the center of that, like meaning also, let's say you're a student there and you're a mentor. I get you to help.
I will be.
Teach you. To help teach this class, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
So if you have projects right now that you're working on, by the way, that's also another thing that we want to do in Film School Cambodia. Everyone that we will get as a mentor has to be practicing, meaning you're in the industry now. I'm not saying that they cannot be like teachers. What I'm saying is they have to be a producer or a filmmaker or a director and also a teacher. Because I think that's the best way also for the student to learn.
Yes.
To learn to do not just homework in class that you know, some teacher made up.
Yeah, sometimes we need to practice in real...
In real world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, real world projects, real world experience. So, which will make the student's life or experience more rich that way. It's not going to be just the, you know, like assignments or homework that your teacher gave you. No, this homework that the teacher is giving you is actually a script for tomorrow's shooting. Or something like that.
Yeah.
The idea is as long as there's opportunity, we will give it to the students as well. Like for me, I'm the founder and also a mentor in Film School Cambodia. But I also am a creative consultant in Bayon TV.
Yes.
I also work with productions like Baramai. I don't know if I mentioned last time, but was The Rapper Cambodia launched already at that time? Last time I was here? Yes, we talked about it. Did we talk about it? Yeah. So anyway, I also work with companies like Baramai, help them out with their productions like The Rapper Cambodia, or I work with another group that is making a TV program for a certain brand. So there's many opportunities, even just with me, where I can bring the students along, you know. I was telling you earlier, we're going to do Miss Global 2024, Miss Global Cambodia 2024 and Miss Global 2024 by next year. So Cambodia is the host country. I mean, it's a pageant, sure, not everyone likes pageants, but it is an opportunity to also learn. Yeah. You know, so my students can actually have the opportunity to maybe join me in that production one way or another, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, it depends on what the modules that they're taking and also what the opportunities that are available to them, what they are. If there is an opportunity, why not?
Yeah.
You know, at least they can see it for themselves. At least they can say after Film School Cambodia that I was actually part of that. You know, you can't see it on the screen, but I don't know, transcribed or I gave the idea in class or whatever. You know, it could be anything. So long as they're participating in real world projects, I think that'll make us very happy as mentors as well. So that's one thing that I think kind of distinguishes us from other schools. I mean, it's like I said, it's not a university degree. You asked about that. We're not offering this as a degree. It's not even a diploma course. It's not even like something that, you know, you get from the Ministry of Vocational Training and Labor. It's not like that.
Yes.
But it is experienced people practicing in the industry that you're working with or you're being mentored by these people. And we also have, this is not to say that it's all just skills, yeah? We also will teach the basics, the fundamentals. So for example, if you're a writer, you're going to learn about or you want to be a writer, you're going to learn about the three-act structure. What is that, right? Like the beginning, the middle, and the end of a story. But what makes it good, what makes a good story, and all of that, characterization, all of that we will still learn. But it's not just about learning what it is, but also trying to do it in class. And you bring in, the ideal situation is I go in as a student with my own idea already. And then in class, we will discuss that idea and develop it. So it's not just about teaching the basics, but also teaching processes. How do you actually find a way for individual writers to write? Because you might have your own style.
Yes, yes.
You might require your own, some people will write long, you know, a lot in one sitting, you know, and they could be they lock themselves in their room for one day, but they writing. But I'm not for me, I'm not like that. I need to do it in every 20 or 30 minutes, I take a break, right? Sometimes after, let's say I work now 30 minutes, take a break 10 minutes, another work 30 minutes, another break. I try to make a third one, but I can't because my brain already dead, fried, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll also try to teach people to find their own process. Because what works for you might not work for you. What works for me might not work for them.
So they might be find themselves in the school also.
Huh?
They might find themselves in the school, understand what type of people are them. Sometimes they probably lock themselves in the room and
thing.
Sometimes they might be not that kind of people. Sometimes they need to take a break.
Yeah, we will definitely I forgot to tell you, but I do teach in Philippines as well.
Last time you told us,
right? I did, right. Yeah. So it's called Film School Manila, Philippine Center for Creative Imaging. They have a kind of a sub department called Film School Manila, where we teach students filmmaking, production, you know, writing and all of that. So I do that too. So in when I have students, for example, the questions I always ask is what works for you? When are you most productive? Is it morning, afternoon, or evening? Some people only work at night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially for the media team, a lot.
Because normally they find maybe that their creativity is highest afternoon, then going into evening, right?
Yes.
But not everyone is that everyone. Also, right? Some people actually in the morning, they're more I want to write. I have so many ideas.
That's what we call morning person and...
Night person, right? Yeah, exactly.
Some people find more creative at the night time.
So those are the questions that I also ask the students when I have them. Okay, so what works for you? Do you need coffee? Or some people, coffee doesn't do anything to them anymore.
Yeah.
So maybe they have to do something else, you know?
Yes.
And do you have to be in a room or open space, right?
Yes.
Some people, they open space more. They let them. But some people, they lock themselves in the room. That's when they're like, hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people want music, some people don't. You know? So it really just depends. But in the school, in the class, that's basically what we're trying to equip them with. It's not just teaching them the skills, but also enabling them and trying to help them see what works for them. Mm-hmm. And also, the classes are designed as like workshop. So like we ask you to come in with an idea already, right? Mm-hmm. And then you talk about it in class. And then the class will feedback and also tell you like, I think that's a good idea. Or maybe change the character a little bit, do like this, you know? Or what if that is set in outer space? Or whatever, you know? That's a great story, but imagine if you put it in outer space. Wouldn't it be a better story? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the person who has that idea can like, okay, yeah, that can improve. You know what I mean?
Because like sometimes even...
Which one that?
Agency, advertising agency. Sometimes everyone come in the meeting and then we brainstorm together. Example, people, account executive, they come with a brief about a client, what they have.
What they want.
And then sometimes we brainstorm all together to notice the idea.
Right.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm in the creative industry. I am a creator also, but I know that I don't have the, I don't know everything. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I go in, I have some ideas, but I know you also have some ideas.
Yeah.
And my idea maybe could be good or bad.
Mm.
Yours could be good or bad. But if we put it all together, we will see what's best.
Mm.
And then we come out of the room with the best person. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The best version. It may not be mine. It may not be yours. It's probably all of ours combined. And that comes out as the best version. So we set up the classes to be like that.
Mm.
Where, what do you think? This is my idea. What do you think? And then also the thing about this is like no one can actually have like the control over everything. Mm. I mean, like in the creative world or creative industry, no one has the best idea.
Yes.
It's the best ideas always come when you come together.
Yeah, yes.
Like when you brainstorm. Mm-hmm. So we set up the classes so that it's like that. And obviously we want for the students to also like keep it a secret. I mean, keep it a secret only in the sense that, you know, like I learned something from this class. I don't go out there posting about it, you know, just for respect, you know, it's respect for the other students also.
Yeah.
And of course you don't copy. I mean, if you really, really like the idea of someone else, you ask. Hey, I'm gonna do a video, but I like your idea. Can we use it together? Or can we? Maybe you can help me in the video, you know? Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not like you steal it. Mm. Or something like that. So obviously, a lot of these things are being done inside the classroom. So, but the idea is that when they go out, they will also get or learn the not just the skills, but also the values, you know? Mm-hmm. Like you respect other people's ideas, you respect other people's work also. You don't just copy, you don't just use the music of someone in your song, you know? That's copyright infringement, right? Like, I mean, more and more now we know about copyright infringement and a lot more people are aware, but it's still happening. People are still copying, using other people's videos, using other people's work, right?
Mm.
So that's also why I think something like a basic curriculum like this will help. It also helps give the new generation, you know, a bit more of respect for other people, a bit more of, you know, knowledge about, I mean, it's not just about knowing what the laws are, you know, it's more than that. It's like the general value or principle of valuing other people's work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And nobody teaches that. Nobody teaches that anymore, you know. Or maybe you can still learn about it, but that's more like a culture thing.
Mm.
It's like if we're all in this together and we're following the same values, right? Then maybe our whole industry will be better, right?
Yes.
But like I said, every day more and more creators are coming out, more and more producers, more and more people. but you know, without necessarily having the correct, not correct, but the ideal culture around him. When I join, if I see that everyone around me is just copying, that's probably what I'll do also. You know what I mean? So we want to kind of start with a new generation, a new set of values also, right? It's not entirely bad either. I'm not saying the whole industry is bad. It's not like that. It's just that
we want to improve.
We want, and then, you know, you wanna learn the right things from the right people, because not everyone probably has the same values.
I see a lot of things in the internet. Sometimes we make wrong person famous.
You can't help it. Sometimes it just happens, right? But yeah, like again, also another thing I wanted to say was earlier I was trying to say like audiences are, there's a certain level of maturity or sophistication in current audiences, right? Which means they will accept Bike Sloy if that's what they grew up
with. You learned the word.
I still remember. But like, you know, if I'm an audience, I go on Facebook and the only thing I see is Bike Sloy, then, you know, my level of appreciation and understanding of what's good or not good will be like still the same. If I always just see that, right?
Yes.
But if like new filmmakers or new producers and writers and content creators contribute a lot more, and it's not just all about Bike Sloy anymore, you see good content and then your audience sees it, they'll be like, bad, good, they can make up their minds, because now they have option. Right? If you grow up, like, just so you know, also, like, in the Philippines growing up, we had a lot of horror films. Like, in Cambodia, basically horror is 90% of the films, right?
Yeah, because, like, when we come with a Cambodian film, like, 10 years ago, all about is horror film.
Yes, it's the same in Philippines. Horror really works, and we love horror, right? But if I just grow up seeing or watching horror, and I don't see other things, my level of understanding of film is limited, right?
Yes.
So it helped me that also growing up, YouTube had started, and now I have access to a lot more kinds of films.
Yes.
And then there's Netflix, and then, you know, and then the Hollywood movies came to the Philippines also and all of that. So like, now like there's more. I don't have to watch just horror. Right? I mean, I like horror, sure. You know, I grew up watching horror. But now I can actually have the choice to watch other things because I saw it. So that's also the goal of film school, to make more different kinds, you know?
Yes.
Like, sure, romance, sure, rom-com, comedy, drama, period, meaning like old times, ancient times, or modern times, whatever. Or, you know, I mean, if you guys are fans of also like non-Cambodian content, there's a lot of that on YouTube, a lot on Netflix, and all of that. I'm really a big fan of K-dramas, for sure. So, even Philippine drama compared to K-drama is still here. Philippine drama is still around here. But it's improving, right? But when I look at K-drama, I'm like, I want to do that. I want to be like that. You know, I want to come up with a story like that, right? But I wouldn't have known that level if I did not have access to things like Netflix or YouTube or the internet, right?
Yes.
So it does help to bring in foreign material that we can maybe be inspired to do more. Bring our level up, yeah? So that's, I think that's also what we want to try to kind of add to the industry. It's just to see that, you know, there's more options. You don't have to have, you know, the girl meet the boy, they fall in love, and, you know, then they live happily ever after. It's not just like that. Now it can be like a very complicated online love story, you know? Right? Like they're getting married tomorrow, but they actually have never met. They only meet for the first time today. I mean, obviously it's a little bit far-fetched, but you know, it can happen.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not so impossible now in our world, right? Like that, like we see that on TV actually. There's people who just who never even in reality shows, right? They meet, they talk. I mean, but behind a wall, they never meet each other. And then they make the choice and then they get married. That's the end of the TV program, right? There's reality shows like that. So it's not impossible. Why not create a story like that? If that's and the thing is, like, you're only able to do that if you're also able to see other things, right? So that's what we want to do. Create more producers, expose more, hopefully also, like, bring in more people to come to Cambodia to teach in film school. Like, bring my friends from other countries also to teach
Glenn,
here.
Glenn, you got any, like, favorite films that produced by Cambodians?
Favorite films?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I actually don't watch a lot. You know why? Because I don't understand the language a lot. But no, but I do see a lot of TV, for example, TV programs. Some of the dramas, I don't see all of the story, but sometimes I see the trailer, and if I know the producer, I'll ask him, what's this about? Like, tell me, and then they'll tell me, right? In terms of the themes, I think maybe it's because Cambodians really like a specific story or a specific theme or a specific storyline, you know, that producers tend to make the same things over and over, right? But I do know that there are some producers of particularly TV dramas right now who are experimenting, you know, like what kind of, like, it's, they're probably still doing like the, we call them period, like, stories, meaning it's like not today, meaning in the past, you know, like maybe in the Khmer Empire time or whatever. That's the story, but it's a comedy, and it's people, like, it's like adventure of two or three people going out there, and but within the Khmer Empire time, you know what I mean, like Angkor era times, and it's a comedy. I mean, like, you know what I mean, like people are more into trying things out.
Yeah.
You know, new things, right?
Yes.
I met someone who wants to be a filmmaker because he wants to change. He wants to make smart films, he says. So I asked him, like, what do you mean smart?
Yeah.
Smart where you watch the movie as an audience and you don't know where it goes. I mean, he's saying basically that it's become so predictable now that when you're watching, you know what the ending is already.
More plot twist.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So he says, I want to be able to make films that will completely flip the minds of, like, like, they'll be like, what? They'll be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, I'm an audience, he says, I'm an audience and I watch all the same things over and over, and first 5 minutes, I can already
predict
what the ending is.
I think for that kind of film, more European film, more have more that kind of thing, the plot twist.
I mean, we can look to American or European, you know, filmmakers who make, or Hollywood films who make a lot of that.
Yeah, yes.
But, I mean, that's one thing that maybe is good to copy. Why can we not do it in Khmer movies or Khmer films, right? And it's not that it's not being done. It's being done. People do it. But maybe because now we see that there's a lot of other ways to do it. There's a lot of plot twists and a lot of these surprise endings, you know, that are happening in other movies. Now audiences are looking for that in a Khmer movie. Maybe they saw it in a Avengers movie or something, you know, whatever. Or another Hollywood film, they saw it. And then the next time they go to the cinema, they see Khmer film, and then be like, oh, maybe let's give it a try, you know, let's see.
Yes.
If the Khmer film does the same thing and we keep improving, why not? Maybe one day it's not just the Cambodian audiences who will come to watch Cambodian films.
Yeah.
But maybe the people from other countries will also want to watch Cambodian films.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine how these K-drama celebrities, actors are so famous all over the world, and they don't speak a single word of English.
Yeah.
They only speak Korean, mm-hmm. right? And yet they're so famous, right? You watch Korean dramas? No English whatsoever.
Yes.
Only subtitle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yet you're so engaged. Sorry, you're so engaged. It's probably not the language. It's probably the story. So why can't we do it in Cambodian?
Yes.
Like, characters are Cambodian. Language being spoken is Cambodian. Mm. The film is all about Cambodia also, right? But watched by people from other countries, right?
Yeah.
That's a good thing to have. I mean, in fact, I mean, I'm not even Cambodian, but that's what I want to happen.
As you mentioned, you like K-drama.
Yeah.
What is the good point of K-drama? Because like we have C-drama and another drama.
Like, I think on many levels. Number one, first level is story. They know how to tell a good story. They know how to build the story in such a way that you're like, first episode, okay, continue, next episode. And then continue next episode. Before you know it, it's morning already. Right?
Understand.
If you can do something like that, but for a Cambodian film or a Cambodian miniseries or drama series, that would be a big accomplishment, right?
Yes. For K-drama, sometimes we can watch on internet, but if for TV, when I was young, it's happen anytime, like, after the film finished, we expect to want time to come soon to watch what happened. Like,
what happens next, right? Oh, you have to wait like 1 week or something, right? It's the same thing. It's the same thing with Netflix now. They still do the same. They release 2 episodes this weekend, have to wait next weekend to release the new episodes.
That's what film want people to...
But yeah, the reason why I think K-dramas really work, I mean, not all, I've also seen like K-dramas which are like, change. Yeah, but there are K-dramas that are really good. And I think number one is story. Number two is you cannot deny quality, like film quality, you know, in terms of, and this is probably more because like of the advantage of them having more access to technology or more access to equipment or more budget, more funding, you know.
Yes.
They can spend so much on just lights alone.
Yeah, like example, like sometimes they spend, if have big budget, sometimes the actors so fashion.
And not even that. I mean, if you like, especially if it's a big moment, the two lovers meeting for the first time, right?
Yes.
That moment probably in reality is like just, I don't know, 1 minute, 10 seconds or whatever, very short. But in the series, it lasts for like 10 minutes. You know why? Because you come, right? You walk. You're the leading man. You walk like this. There's one camera here, then take to another shot over here, and then a top shot with you, like just looking, and then whatever. Before we cut to the girl, and the girl, same thing, you know? And then before they even say one word, it's 10 minutes already, you know?
Yeah.
But every frame is so
nice,
beautiful. Like, I don't mind seeing you, you're the lead character, from this angle, and that angle. Because, and I don't know if you know, but like every angle where you shoot, your camera's here, let's say, you have to light in such a way that it's nice from this camera. If I change another angle, move my camera somewhere else, I have to change the lighting again.
Yes.
To make him look good in that camera angle.
See.
Right? Yeah. So it takes a lot of time. So they also have budgets, big budgets, so that they can shoot, instead of one scene being shot in 1 day, they can shoot it in 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Music videos over there, they shoot at least 3 days. Music videos in K-pop, right?
Yeah.
And things like that. Here, 1 day.
1 day, yeah.
Remember last time I work with the short film, Kubota. We spent 2 days for 2 episodes.
2 episodes, yeah. There. So, I mean, because we don't really have so much budget,
we have
to actually make more using so much less. Less time, less crew, less equipment, right? We make do with what we have. So anyway, the point is we're not there yet.
Yes.
But if we do get a lot of attention from worldwide also, and they see that there's talent, there's great storytellers in Cambodia, maybe someone will come and bring their money and say, hey, produce me a something, you know? I personally, I think that's my goal. I want to come up with a pitch for a 10-episode series and bring it to Netflix. And then Netflix will like it so much, they will give me the money to produce it. Big budget. But Cambodian production and Cambodian story.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, yes.
Obviously, I'm not going to be the writer. I just have the idea. My point is like, the you know, I can't do it alone.
Yeah, sure.
We need to create more people to be able to get to that dream, you know?
Especially for young blood, like new people.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes they have more idea.
Not just that, but if you start them off right, in the with the right mindset, you know what I mean?
Yes.
They will grow to become great filmmakers later on. When I say film, I'm not just limiting it to like movie. I'm saying the drama series is also like filmmaking, you know? Or even the documentaries are also filmmaking. Yes.
Short
you know?
Clip,
short clip, clip. Yeah. All of that is, to me, is all storytelling, you know, visual storytelling. So if you have the right mindset, then I think you can start really good, you know, or start on a great journey. Yeah. So like for some people, they were just thrown into it. No choice, you know, or I really want to join film industry. Maybe I, like you said, start as assistant, you know, production crew or whatever, and then learn from there, right?
Yes.
But what we try to do is, sure, we'll give you that opportunity, but we'll also help you with other things. Why? Well, like, for example, when you say three-point lighting, what is three-point lighting? Right?
Yes. Like
that's such a basic principle that will help your video a lot. But not a lot of people know what three-point lighting is. Right? I mean, do you?
No.
Oh, but I mean, like, I can tell you now, three-point lighting is like you have your main source of light, right? That's your primary light, right?
Yes.
And then you have a fill light, which is, so for example, this is the primary light, right? For me. You see the light here on my face, right?
Yes.
But this is shadow, right?
Yeah.
So you don't want the shadow to be too strong. That's why you put a fill.
Second light,
the fill light, right? Mm. This fill light is softer than the primary light, yeah?
Mm.
But that will also, unless you really want the shadow on the face of the actor or the person, right?
Mm.
But normally you don't. If it's like this, like interview like this, you want the light to be even, right?
Yes.
So that's number one light, number two light, and what's number three?
Maybe on the back.
Can be. Some people say it's the hair light or shoulder light, right? You know why? Because they say it makes the subject separate from the background. So it's like drawing, you know, when you're drawing something, you write the line here, right?
Or yes, something. Yes.
That, instead of writing the line, drawing the line, you put the light there so that I come out of the background. Make me look more 3D.
Yes, sometimes we put shadow on the background.
Right.
And then it means like we put the light on of the object.
Yes.
Separate from the background.
Exactly. And then there's a fourth one, but that's really like the background. But the background, sometimes you don't need to light. Some people choose the background to be darker or whatever. But that's also another thing that you have to be concerned with. But those are things that are so basic in production, but not a lot of people actually know it, right?
Sure.
But just by adding the shoulder or hair light, you're already making your video look more premium.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So these are the things that we don't want to miss when we're nurturing the next generation of filmmakers.
A very good detail for the film industry.
So Glenn, when will your school be open?
Classes start on October 5. Basically, we have three modules that we're introducing first. There's the ideation and pitch development module, which is the most basic. We call it the F series foundation. So F1 is ideation and pitch development. The F2 there's two of them. There's the visual storytelling and TV and film writing essentials. So just with those three, you're already covering a lot. Number one is ideas, the generation of, or making the story or making generating the ideas, and then making your pitch, basically your presentation about it. So on one side, you have the writing also, how to make, how to tell a great story, basically. What's the usual arc that you follow, right? There's a beginning, middle, and end. How does that look like? There's plot points. There's everything that needs to be like there as a like a formula for writing. We will discuss it there. And then also visual storytelling, like the discussion we had earlier about like, how do you show lonely? How do you show happy? How do you show, you know, through color, through lighting, through action, camera movement, camera angles, right?
Yes.
So these things, a lot of people like try to want to shoot like this, right? When they're doing their selfie, they'll do like this. Do we know why?
Why?
I mean, because it makes them look smaller or thinner, you know, not fat, right? As opposed to this, make you look fatter, right? I mean, those are too basic, but like, that's what I mean. Even the choice of angle where you put your camera, I mean, obviously, I'm talking about the phone, but you can talk about like professional cameras.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you put it lower than the eye line of your subject or higher or same line? And then what about your shot? Are you taking this? Are you taking this? This? And the next question, the most important question is why?
Yeah.
Why do you want to do it like this? Or why do you want to just do this? Or if it's a three shot like this, why is it like, do we need to include all three of us? Or is it a conversation? Do you just cut from shot of you and then shot of me and then shot of you again and then back to Chong Hyang? All of these questions are all about visual storytelling, you know? Do we make the camera move forward, backward, sidewards, tilt up, tilt down? Things like that. There's always, there has to be reasons for it. So those are the three foundation classes that we're offering this October. I mean, not October, sorry, this fourth quarter of 2024. So it's about, how many? There should be like 14. I think there should be 14 different kinds of classes. So this is the first three. After this, by first quarter next year, we're going to be offering production basics and editing also. And maybe also get like some of you guys to teach there too. But yeah, so that's what the schedule looks like. So also we designed the module so that you need to take the basic level first before you can take the advanced. Although we will give a bit of consideration if you have experience already. So some people ask me, for example, hey, I'm interested in cinematography class. But cinematography is like 1, 2, 3, 4th level, right? So you have to go to 1, 2, and 3. But if this guy has already done production work before, we can. We can. So he can go straight to cinematography. There's others that say, hey, I'm only interested in visual storytelling. And then I ask them like, what have you done anything before? What's your experience? Did you go to film school? And one of them says, I went to media school. Ah, okay. So, and what do you do now? Oh, I'm actually I work in an agency. Okay, sure. Go straight to visual storytelling, even though it's level F2. So we can do that. And also, like I said, there's different tracks. If you want to follow like be a director, follow a director track. And then there's producer, writer, cinematographer, editor, and production designer. So you don't have to take all the classes. You can take specialist courses as well. So there's that. And we start in October. And registration is online, obviously. You just go to the Facebook page, look for Film School Cambodia. You can actually find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Just type or search for Film School Cambodia.
And so, like, there will be like a phone number for them to call.
Yeah, there is a phone number there. They can reach me and also they can message the page. They can also, and there's also a link where you can just register initially.
We can drop in the comment section.
Sure. Yeah.
So how about the study time?
So classes are mostly going to be on weekends. So it's not designed to be like every day you go to school. Not like that. It's we also realize that some of these people are working studying, you know, still, and they have classes Monday to Friday. So our classes are either Saturday or Sunday. But in the first 3 months, in October, November, December, classes will be on Saturdays. And then it's, let's say, the ideation class is 4 weeks, four Saturdays, but only 3 hours. So either morning or afternoon. So 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. or 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. The schedules are also posted on our Facebook page. But the idea there is you come to class on one Saturday. Let's say it's a morning class. You come in and then we give you homework. You work on it throughout the week. Come back next week, next class. You have something to show. You know, so it's really, so we wanted to make it like that in such a way that the student also has time to work or practice, you know?
Yes.
We teach you today, the rest of the week, practice. Do what you need. Do what you need to do. Yeah. And then come back. So most of the classes are 4 sessions, 3 hours each. And every module is only like 1 month. After you take it, there's another opportunity to take the same module. If you didn't take it in October, we're still offering it in November. So it's kind of like there's two batches. You can start in October or you can start in November. And then you can continue until you get to the advanced courses. But also the idea is that like after taking the F1 level course, you take the F2, you take the F3, A1, A2. There's only 5 levels anyways, so right now. So the idea is that, you know, you can take it at your on your weekends. And also we timed it in such a way that 1 year you would have finished already. Either one of the specialist tracks or everything. You can finish within 1 year. And also another thing to note is we even timed the schedule of these classes in such a way that you can join festivals. So like there's the Chaktomuk Short Film Festival, of which I'm also a board member there, and also the Cambodia International Film Festival. Oh, sorry, Cambodia Short Film Festival. So there's deadlines. And the idea is if you take this, you might make it in time to enter your short film there. We will encourage actually all the students who will join to go in and submit their work. You never know. I mean, like, it might just, you might just win. It's not like the biggest prize, cash prize in the world, but if you win, that's a good start.
Yeah.
I mean, just being able to enter your film maybe is already a good achievement. Even if you don't win, you know. Next year you try again. but yeah, so that we scheduled it in such a way that you can actually make it in time for the deadlines there. So we all the classes will be in English, but most of the mentors that I'm getting are gonna be Khmer. So it's not gonna be limited to just English, because like I said, like I was telling you earlier, like when we have meetings, you know, I'm mostly just the only foreigner there. So if it's easier to just talk in Khmer, just talk in Khmer. But the most of the foundation classes are going to be in English. And also it helps because like one of our goals is to make it global, right? So
yes,
I mean, one of the biggest requirements for you to go global is at least you have to be able to converse in English, right? Or at least tell your story in English, you know?
So Glenn, like how many students that you are looking for the first batch?
Ideally, I mean, we want to limit it to a maximum of like 12. But I mean, if it goes beyond that, and we're really getting good feedback from students also at the moment, potentially they will be enrolling. So I don't know what the final number will be, but I think I should have a maximum of 12 per class. If it goes beyond that, then we'll have to consider splitting them into groups, because the important thing there is we want for every student to be able to workshop their own material. How can you workshop your own material if there's 12, 11 other people in the class, right? It's going to take a lot of time. So I would say 12 is like the maximum, but the ideal number is really 6 to 8. you know, that gives us enough time to discuss your story, your story, your story, your story. But beyond that, we'll probably just have to consider splitting the classes. But yeah, in terms of also, sorry, what was the other question? So number of people and then...
The tuition fee.
Right. So the fees will be available. I mean, it will be dependent on the actual course because some of them will require equipment. Some of them will require more hours. Mm. So the more advanced classes are probably going to be more expensive. But the foundations classes, I've started with 150 as per module as the price. So they can enroll and then they also get the benefit of, because we are based in Factory Phnom Penh, and Factory Phnom Penh is a co-working space. They call it workspace. You get membership. So every module that you enroll in, you get 1 month membership in the workspace, co-working space, which means you can use the facilities, you can use the amenities as a member for the whole month that you're enrolled in film school.
Oh, it's mean like, if you enroll for next month, you can free access the working space for that month.
For that month, yes. But if, let's say you're taking, let's say, two modules or two classes within the same month, it means you can still have the other month
after.
You know what I mean? Yes. Every module, you get 1 month.
Yeah.
So, and that's already included in the price. And registration, we have registration is online. So the link to the Google form is already on our Facebook page, so you can just check it out. We have brochures also. If you have, if you need more information, you can always just message us on the Facebook page, and on Telegram and on the other pages, and just, you know, we'll be able, hopefully we'll be able to answer all your, all their questions.
For the interested.
Yes, yes. Somebody also asked me about scholarships. Maybe not now, not yet, but we'll try to find some partners who can actually provide scholarships, meaning they will pay for the students' fees instead of the student. And hopefully we can find that kind of sponsor also in the future.
We open for a sponsorship to improve the film industry also.
Sure, sure. Yeah. I mean, it helps everyone for sure.
So thank you, Glenn, for coming today. So we have been talking for some time now, and we learned a lot about your film school.
Thank you.
So for those who are interested, you might go to Film School Cambodia Facebook page, and you will find also like telephone number, and you may like message directly on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
And ask for more information.
Perfect.
Okay. Hi, podcast yeng ngom dal ti bichop phong dai. សូមអរគុណដល់ MyCam Camera Store ដែលចូលរួមសហការផលិត podcast នេះឡើងហើយអរគុណដល់ Film School Cambodia ដែលគ្រប់គ្រងផលិត episode នេះផងដែរសូមអរគុណសូមជម្រាបលាបាយបាយ